Good health to all from Rexall. From Hollywood, it's the Jimmy Durante Show. Yes, 10,000 Rexall drugstores who carry the complete line of top-quality Rexall drug products bring you the Jimmy Durante Show with Peggy Lee, Candy Candido, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, the Crew Chief Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and the dashing Don Juan, Victor Moore. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Rexall's prescription for a pleasant evening, the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Even when things go wrong, you feel better, you even look better.
The voice of the title.
And now for my second number I'll sing. Dance, ballerina, dance. I finally got the ballerina to dance and a bubble busted. Ushers, kindly remove that little old lady with the bean shooter.
Now, you're wonderful. Everything happens to Durante. Say, is it true that the earthquakes last week did some damage to your house?
I'll say they did. Monday night's quake moved the house next door 3 feet into my property. Tuesday night's tremor moved my house 3 feet into their property. Wednesday's quiver caused my neighbor's house and mine to crash. And boy, am I meeting some interesting people.
Well, what do you mean, Snars?
Their bathtub is now in my living room. Don't spread this around, but Sidney Greenstreet has a mole on his left shoulder.
But, Jimmy, all this excitement doesn't seem to affect you at all. That's a wonderful coat of tan you've got.
It's not only a coat of tan, Howard. I've got the pants to match. I got it last week while cruising in the Gulf of Mexico on the presidential yacht. Would you like to hear about the trip?
Must I?
This boy must have saved his money. He's not worried about his future. Anyway, Howard, it was the most nautical cruise I ever took. As we sailed along the southern coastline, Harry mounted his piano on the poop deck, faced the southern Democrats and sang, "Pass that peace pipe and bury the hatchet." The only trouble is Harry and the South disagree on where to bury it.
Gosh, Jimmy, I'll bet you had a lot of fun with all the congressmen, cabinet members, and senators.
Yes, Howard, they were swell, but suddenly a crisis arose among the members of the Supreme Court. Mr. Truman declared a state of emergency, turned the boat around, and headed back to shore.
Well, what was the crisis, Jimmy?
Harry forgot to bring the mustard for Justice Frankfurter. When the excitement subdued, I found myself floating in the water. I won't say Harry pushed me, but as I sailed over the rail, I heard strains of the Missouri Waltz. I like that little line. However, Harry threw me a line, and as he pulled me back on deck, was I burnt up.
Well, what happened?
The governor of Florida rushed over, fondled my nose, and said, "Congratulations, Mr. Truman. You've just landed the biggest swordfish on record." Boy, was I burnt up. But the Santa must have put a bee in Harry's bonnet because he's been buzzing around ever since, begging me to run for vice president on his ticket. Ah, there goes another buzz from Harry. Hello, Durante speaking.
Washington is calling. Go ahead, Washington.
We'll stroll the lane together. We'll stroll the lane together.
Very pretty, Margaret, but tell your daddy I had a better offer from Stassen.
Jimmy, aren't you being a little hasty? Truman wouldn't make a bad running mate.
I'm not worried, Howard. But my plan for changing the voting system, I could run alone and get elected.
You're going to change the voting system?
Certainly. The Durante plan provides if a woman has one baby, she gets 2 votes. If she has 2 babies, she gets 4 votes. If she has 7 babies, she gets 14 votes.
Yeah, but how does her husband get to vote?
Let him have his own babies. This is a democracy.
Well, Jim, before you go on with your plans, there's somebody here I think you'd better talk to. It's your old friend, the Commissioner of Rivers and Waterways, Mr. Ripple.
Nice to see you, Mr. Ripple.
Well, how do you do?
He must think I'm getting married. He just gave me a shower. But we missed you while you were in San Francisco, Mr. Ripple. What were you doing there?
Fishing. And it's going to help you politically. I caught a shark, and you can send the fins to Stalin.
You want me to send shark fins to Stalin? What makes you think he'd eat that?
Don't you read the paper? Stalin's been snapping at the fins all week.
I imagine he's in the mood for some fish after picking on turkey for so long. But before we go any further, I notice you brought your son Trickle with you again.
Yeah, say hello to Mr. Durandy, Trickle.
How do you like that? I'm surrounded by a big splash on one side and a small drip on the other.
Very funny.
Very funny.
You know, Mr. Durandy, I take Trickle with me wherever I go.
Yeah, that's because he's Scotch.
He takes you along because he's Scotch?
Yeah, I'm a chaser.
Something, folks. That Ripple would be a big man in Washington. With his voice, he could make Daft Dewey. Daft Dewey. I'm a great reader of lines. But I don't need him to help me with my campaign. I got the best campaign manager in the business. Let me tell you about it.
Umbriaco could be mayor of New York or of Chicago. Woo-hoo! Umbriaco. Razors came from Portland, Maine to San Diego. When you worry, better send for Umbriaco in a hurry. Say, he got lots of time. That's all he spends his time. He never spends a dime. So, when you feel low, better send for my friend Umbriaco. Umbriaco.
That Umbriaco, what a guy. You know, he told me I haven't got a thing to worry about from the Republicans. He claimed that they haven't taken into consideration the housing problem. Nowadays, you can't get an apartment if you have a dog. How do they expect to move an elephant into the White House?
So, when you feel low, better send for my friend Umbriaco.
That the product is pure when you ask for a drug preparation. Buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Yes, you can be sure that more than 2,000 different drug products are pure when they bear the name Rexall. For the familiar name Rexall stands for purity, quality, and reliability in a complete line of drug products. It's no wonder that Rexall has won first place in the medicine cabinets of millions of American homes. So for any and for all of your drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores throughout the nation, where 25% of America buys its drug product.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Thank you, Mr. Petrie, for helping our citizens remain healthy. You know, Howard, I haven't quite regained my strength yet.
You haven't, Jimmy?
No. When I passed my canary this morning, he tried to yank me into his cage. And you know something?
What?
He did.
He did.
If I hadn't screamed, he would have flown to Capistrano with me. But, Howard, who are these three gentlemen standing here?
Why, Jim, don't you remember? These are the men you sent out to take a survey on your possibilities as vice president.
Well, of course, boys. Let the nation hear the good news.
We've held a poll in all the states to find out how the Randy race. The results are in, and they all show
the voters are feeling mighty no.
Yeah, You know, they must be from the Gallup poll. But now, ladies and gentlemen, as a special feature of the Rexall program, we present for the first time on the air the crowing of the Pathé newsreel rooster. You don't sound like a very happy rooster.
Well, just look at me. What have I got to crow about?
Why, it's our own little fighting bantam, Victor Moore. Victor, everybody looks forward to your little visit. If you only had curls, you could be America's sweetheart.
Thank you, Jimmy. And might I say that in the garden of my memory, you are the flower with the sweetest scent. You are not only a talented comedian, but the most accomplished musician on the air.
Victor, you're trying to raise my ego.
No, I'm trying to raise my salary.
I know you're only kidding, Victor. So you know how I feel about you. Why, if I only had one pair of shoes, I'd give one shoe to you. If I had a pair of bookends, I'd give one bookend to you. And if I had the two most beautiful girls in the world...
You'd give me one girl?
Of course not, but some things you don't like to break up the set. But, Victor, before this election is over, I'll be in a position to do a lot of things for you.
Say, that's right. If you're elected, we'll both be living off the fat of the land and sitting in the lap of Esther Williams.
Victor, don't you mean sitting in the lap of luxury?
You pick your lap. I'll pick mine.
On second thought, the one you picked is better upholstered. But, Victor, what a whirlwind campaign tour I've got lined up. I'm going to get on the black back platform of the Super Chief. Don't laugh, folks. That's the way it's written. I'm going to get on the back platform of the Super Chief and make a speech at every stop.
But, Jimmy, that's old-timey campaigning from trains. Why don't you get yourself an airplane?
What an idea. Durrani, you're flying politician. Victor, you're imbuing me with the spirit of aromatics. Why, I come from a flying... Why, I come from the... Now, you got me all mixed up. That Victor is getting the read worse than me. Well, we make a good pair, Victor. Why, I come from a flying family, Victor. My grandfather was the first man to jump out of a plane without a parachute.
Jimmy, nobody can do that.
They can, once.
Well, your grandfather should have known my grandmother. Granny was the first woman to fly.
Say, that's quite an honor.
Well, it wasn't exactly her idea. She backed into a hot stove and Mother Nature took it from there.
Well, Victor, your granny wasn't the only high flyer. Here's something I can really get up in the air about. It's Peggy Lee.
In person.
Peggy, you dropped in at a precarious moment. I'm going to conduct my political campaign flying my own airplane.
Well, good for you, Jimmy. You know, I got a boyfriend who's the head instructor down at the flying school. And hey, are those pilots tricky?
What do you mean?
Well, they all start out kissing your hand and then try for altitude.
That's my girl who said that. And if I'd have known she wasn't going to get a laugh, I'd have taken that line.
Well, Victor, you're being awfully quiet. Are you going to do a little flying with Jimmy?
Oh, me? Oh, I get dizzy just licking an airmail stamp.
Now, Victor, we're in this thing together. Peggy, we're going over to your friend, the flying instructor. When we get through to sing, when you get through your singing, when you get through singing your song, I want you to join us at the airfield. All right, Peggy, dear.
As you walk, as you talk with the one you love, do you know just how lucky you are? When you stroll hand in hand, neath the moon, does your heart say how lucky you are? But sometimes a dream will come true.
Here's a 60-second story from the Rexall Laboratory.
Well, this chapter of the Rexall quality story might be called The Sealed Room. But there's no mystery here, no overtones of ghostly horror, but only the quiet, concentrated intensity of scientists at work to guard your health. The Sealed Room? You'll find it in the Rexall Control Laboratory, a glass-walled cubicle strictly off-limits to germs. In this disinfected room, the strength of antiseptics is tested. The potency of some vitamins and other painstaking, highly accurate experiments are made. It's only one small part of the Rexall Control Laboratory, but it contributes mightily to the meaning of that fact you know so well, that you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
So for any and for all of your household drug needs, always buy Rexall at Rexall drugstores everywhere.
If you want to be sure that the product is pure when you ask for drug preparation, buy the Rexall line at the Rexall sign of Rexall identification.
Good health to all from Rexall.
What an exciting day this is, Victor. Here we are at the Vulture School of Flying. We can't turn back now, remember? In the words of Thomas Edison, morning becomes electric.
Yes, I remember. Let's go in and register.
Good day, sir. We want to learn how to fly. My name is Jimmy Durante.
And who's that with you?
Victor Moore.
You'll never get it off the ground.
Now, wait a minute. You're talking to a prospective student.
Well, isn't that whoopsie dandy? And I'm pleased to see you've already got a parachute on.
That's no parachute. With me, that's standard equipment.
You'll have to excuse him, mister. He's built lower to the ground than the new Hudson.
Well, if you want to enroll in the Vulture Flying School, we'll have to fill out this application. I'll start with you. Name?
James Durante.
Eyes?
Robin Egg Blue.
Skin?
Dimple.
Born?
Hatched. I was an incubator baby.
If his nose had a hatch, he'd have been twins.
Victor, Victor.
Okay, boys. Now go into the next building for your physical examination.
Victor, I can hardly wait to start my career as a flying politician. Why, I'll investigate conditions in Norway. I'll investigate conditions in Sweden. And then I'll investigate conditions in China.
Aren't you going to investigate conditions in Russia?
I ain't sticking my nose into Russia. If they see anything that big, they'll take over. And the first thing you know, my schnoz will become a suburb of Stalingrad.
Well, here's the doctor's office. Let's go in.
I wonder what kind of an examiner we'll get.
Relax, boys. It's Hopress Houlihan.
Stand back, you're steaming the crease out of my trousers.
Gee, if I'd have known we were coming to a lady doctor, I'd have worn my chest.
Stop the chatter, Felix Fosdick, and take off your shirt.
Oh, no, I really don't think I should.
Come on, put your hands down. I've seen an Adam's apple before.
Well, don't you start with me, Miss Houlihan.
Okay, muscle. We'll start with your eyes. Wait a minute, something's wrong. You've got a film on your eyes.
I know I got a film on my eyes, and I enjoy it.
You enjoy it?
Yeah, it's the uncut version of The Outlaw. that Walter Houston does something to me.
Well, if you guys want to fly, the next step is to x-ray you.
Oh, I've been x-rayed lots of times. You know something?
What?
I'm just as pretty on the inside as I am on the outside.
That's what the girls love about him. He's reversible.
Well, you two look okay to me, so I'll pass you. Good luck, Flute Snoot. And goodbye, lover lips.
It gets around. It gets around.
Victor, this is no time to dilly-dally. Let's get to the skywriting class.
Now, men, you've got to remember that skywriting is not child's play. Quite often, I think back to the sad lot of one of our graduates, Smedley.
What happened to Smedley?
One day, he took off as usual to spell out Pepsi-Cola. He finished the Pepsi, and he finished the Co. And then it happened.
You mean?
Yes. He was shot down by Honest John.
They get him right between his PepsiCo and his La. If you don't mind, I think I'll resign right now.
Yeah, me too.
Don't be silly, man. You'll love it. Up at 30,000 feet, zooming and dipping, looping the loop with white-hot smoke, shooting from the tail of your plane.
Couldn't I get the same effect with a tall bicycle and a cigar?
All you need, Durandy, is a little confidence. Now, Cadet Moore, go out in the field. We have two instructors ready to take you up.
Oh, goody. You get into your plane, Jimmy, and I'll get into mine. I'll see you when I come down. Off I go into the wild blue yonder.
Hey, Jimmy, you all set for your first flight?
Yeah, Peggy, but before I get into your boyfriend's plane, tell me, is he a safe instructor?
Well, he ought to be. I met him when he was a pilot on one of those United Airliners.
Fast mail?
He was, but I slowed him down.
Ah, Peggy, you delectable dish, you.
I really love women, especially if they're females.
There's my boyfriend's plane over there. I think he's sitting in the front seat.
Happy landing, Jimmy.
Merci bien, Peggy, and thanks. They will give me French lines there. Merci bien, Peggy, and thanks, too. Let's see, this must be the plane. The instructor's sitting in the front seat ready to go. I'll just step up here in the wing and get in the seat behind him. Okay, buddy, I'm all set. Let's take off. This is wonderful, soaring up here near Mars and Jupiter. Say, buddy, that was some takeoff. You must be the best instructor here.
It gets around. It gets around.
Where have I heard that voice before? Tell me, do you live in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Roxbury Drive near Sunset?
That's right.
Are you a short, heavy-set man?
Yeah, I'm kind of dumpy.
What's your name?
My name is Victor Moore.
Pilot to navigator? Help!
So don't tell me that you back there, Jimmy.
It ain't how it used. I wish it was. Victor, what a dilemma. You don't know how to fly, and I don't know how to fly.
Yeah, what a spot for a third party.
Victor, picture, this calls for a steady hand. Give me the controls and I'll make a pancake landing.
A pancake landing?
That's right. Here goes. Well, don't just sit there past the syrup.
Well, Jimmy, we're failures. There goes our chance to be skywriters.
Dick, that ain't the half of it. I just realized I could never be a skywriter anyway.
No, why not?
Let me tell you about it. I'm not a guy who claims to do a million things. I know my limit. No one's kidding me. But way up in an airplane, right and high in the sky, is someplace I know I can never be. I'd make a wonderful sky rider if I only knew how to spell. 5,000 feet above the earth, higher than a bird. Can I go through the dictionary looking up a word? Some guys in the sky can write a whole sentence. They even draw pictures as well. But when I see them writing words, I feel very sad. It's hard enough for me with just a pencil and pad. I'd make a wonderful sky rider if I only knew how to spell. Well, Victor, after our experience, do you still think you want to learn how to fly?
No, I'm through. Just wearing high-button shoes gives me a nosebleed.
Yeah, besides, all that skywriting is a very tricky business. I know one skywriter who took off one day, and when he started writing, he discovered someone who put ketchup in his exhaust pipe.
Ketchup in his exhaust pipe? What happened?
Glendale is now a tomato surprise. Yes, I'd make a wonderful skywriter if I only knew how to spell. Yes, sir, if I only knew how to spell.
Good health to all from Rexall. We hope you're feeling fine. So always call for Rexall where you see the Rexall sign.
Remember, 25% of America buys its drug needs in Rexall drugstores. Rexall is that large and respected family of more than 2,000 different drug products. You can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall. Available in Rexall drugstores everywhere.
Touche, Howard. And I'd like to add, I do my shopping at a Rexall store, buying Rexall drugs and furthermore. Umbriago, he prefers them too. We buy Rexall. That's all. How do you do? When you're far away, when you... Let me hear that high note, Maestro.
It's the most note, Mr. Durante.
A note of anticipation, Mr. Moore. Now, Victor, that you're taking a vacation next week, who do you suppose will be our guest star? None other than that cinema glamour boy, Ben Johnson.
Oh. Say, he's the one that's prettier than me, huh?
I doubt it, Victor, but I'm indebted to Ben. He's responsible for me being known as Jimmy the Well-Dressed Man. Since I've known him, I wear suits by Hart, Schaffer, and Marx, shoes by Sears and Roebuck, and shirts by Van Johnson.
Jimmy, you mean shirts by Van Heusen?
No, Van Johnson. When they get too tight for his neck, they're mine.
Well, that's all for tonight, folks. From Victor Moore, Peggy Lee, Candy Candida, Roy Bargy, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, yours truly, Howard Petrie, and Jimmy Durante in person. Want to say goodnight, Jim?
Good night, Mrs. Calabash, wherever you are.
The program is produced and directed by Phil Cohen.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.